time.
In the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Tuesday to you as we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee, intern Cam's getting the Periscope fired up. If you want to watch along with us, it's a huge upgrade in the studio. New chairs. Cody's in such a good mood. Now I am worried that he will fall asleep. A little worried he will fall asleep during the show in this chair. But shout out to Nate for coming through and upgrading both. All it took was one of them getting broken. Moral of the story, folks, something's not working at work, just break it. Just break it and you'll get upgraded. How are we this morning? Thumbs up from Ben Lee. Cody?
Well, I'm doing awfully well. These chairs are something else. Now, the one you've got there, is that the same kind?
Chair.
Same chair?
There's no class warfare going on here. There's no longer a good chair and a bad chair. They're just two good chairs.
Houston broke it in pretty well this morning, so now it's kind of, it's been sat in a little bit, and now I'm able to sit in it, and it's nice. It's the Lazy Boy brand. I didn't know Lazy Boy made office chairs, but it's really nice.
You thought they just made recliners?
I assumed that they were just in the furniture industry.
Office furniture.
For some reason, I always assumed that office chairs were their own brands. I don't know. Never thought about it. I thought Staples just had some people make them.
So how did we feel yesterday coming out of Tennessee being ranked number one? Is there a big story? The NBA had a full MLK day, which, by the way, DeMarcus Cousins hasn't really gone off yet for the Warriors, but if you watched any of that nightcap, the Warriors just look like a fine-tuned, well-oiled machine with him in the lineup. It opens so much space, and the Warriors are 10-1 in their last 11 games, and yeah, that hope that they were kind of falling apart, I think, is going away quickly.
It seems to have diminished as they defeated the Lakers last night, 130-111.
Blew them out. No LeBron, no Lonzo, no Rondo. So it wasn't the Lakers even at their B-plus strength. But, yeah, they got blown out at home.
Steph Curry had a couple of embarrassing moments in the game as he slipped and fell on his way to lay the ball up. And then he got it back for a three, and he airballed it. Rare, ugly moment for Steph Curry.
He says he was going for a dunk. He said he was going to try to do something nice. And I guess he his eyes were getting a little bit bigger than his feet could keep up, and he slipped.
Does Steph normally dunk?
Well, no, that's why I think he was going to say he had a wide open rim. He was going to show everybody like you who says, even can he dunk? What can he do? He was going to cock one back, I guess.
I mean, has he ever dunked in a game?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
Nothing great.
What's going on with Ben?
Yeah, that Ben was the victim of the chair upgrade. Now he got the old chair, but he's got it on the lowest height possible, and because the way the desk is set.
No, this is as high as it goes.
Oh, that's as high as the chair goes.
Yeah, and it doesn't even like the arms don't even hit the top of the desk.
Oh, okay, so the chair is maxed out in height.
It's just low.
So Ben Lee,
if I'm not sitting straight up, you guys only see like the top of my eyes.
Yeah, Ben Lee is on a perch, and he is still almost our equal height. So he is the. Not because you're short, Ben. I mean, you are short, but not because of that.
All we can see from here is his head just barely peeping over the studio board.
Just a cute little peek over.
He looks. It's like we've got a dwarf back there.
Easy.
Start calling you Tyrion. Tyrion
it's
Lee.
Game of Thrones reference.
Yeah. Tyrion. Peter Dinklage. He's a little person.
It's a little Thrones reference for you.
Spoiler alert.
Last night in college basketball, you did have three top 25 matchups, all of the home teams winning. Michigan State picks apart Maryland. Michigan State with an impressive performance. They seem to be kind of creeping into that elite tier one status. And right now, I'd still put them at the top of tier two. Like, I don't think they're as good as the best teams in the country. But everyone else, they have easily handled, it seems like.
Where does your tier one cut off? Is Gonzaga included?
I consider Gonzaga in the tier one.
So like, Gonzaga, Virginia, Michigan, Duke, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's my tier one in college basketball.
And tier two is like Michigan State, Kansas. Although Kansas won't be there.
I think Kansas will stay in tier two. We'll see. I don't expect them to fall past that. Now that doesn't mean that they'll have tournament success and go to the Elite Eight or whatever, but they're going to be a good regular season team. They always are. Like, where are we on? Like the 14th, 15th straight Big 12 championship, something like that.
Yeah, they'll win the Big 12, but this could be one of those Northern Iowa years for Kansas.
Yeah, like maybe they'll still win the Big 12. Texas Tech is good this year.
Yeah, that's true. Texas Tech is good.
So we'll see. You know, if they'll be able to win. Without Azubuki, but yeah, Kansas is right there in the tier two. I do think the top five teams in the country are all tier one. Tennessee, of course, leading the way, number one in the country. Duke, right there with them. Virginia showed they could go toe to toe with anybody. Gonzaga's got the best offense in the country. Now Gonzaga doesn't play the same level of competition, but you know, in their two, I would say Gonzaga feels good about their two bouts with top ranked teams, right?
I would say so.
They beat Duke, dominated Duke, and they probably feel like they let the Tennessee game get away from them. They probably feel about the Tennessee game like we feel about the Kansas game. Like, oh, man, we should have won that. We blew it. We had it. We lost it. Damn you, Admiral Schofield.
This seems like one of those years where, you know, you have some years in college basketball where there's like 15 teams, and you got people looking around saying, wow, it's anybody's year. I think anybody could win it this year. Who knows out of this group of 15? But this seems like one of those years where your national champion is going to be somebody in the top six. Because you look past number six right now. I'm looking at the AP poll. Tennessee, Duke, Virginia, Gonzaga, Michigan, Michigan State. Then I see a drop-off.
I mean, to me, if you told me Kentucky got it right and won.
Ugh.
If you told me North Carolina got hot. Like those wouldn't shock me.
I think there's a clear six right now.
Well, I do too, and like I said, I do think Michigan State is the top of tier two. The top of tier two. And Tom Izzo still gets the credit for being a great tournament coach, although Michigan State, you have to go back a pretty good ways to have him have success. I mean, hasn't Michigan State been bounced early recently? Like, I know MTSU knocked him out. That was, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah, that's been a minute.
But since then, it's not like Michigan State's gone on a deep run.
No, the
Syracuse knocked them out in the second round last year.
Michigan State.
Or was that a Sweet 16 game?
You always hear that narrative about Tom Izzo in March, but they went to the Final Four in 2014, 2015.
Yeah, and then was it the year after that they lost to MTSU?
Yes, first round, and the last 2 years they've been bounced in the second round.
So the MTSU game was 3 years ago.
That is correct.
Okay. So they have it, and you said the 2 years ago they did what?
Lost in the second round.
And then last year?
Lost in the second round.
Okay, that's what I thought. So he hasn't even made a Sweet 16 in 3 years.
No, but they have been – let's see, MTSU beat them as a 15 seed, right?
Yeah.
So that would have been the 29-6 year.
Yeah, they came in as a 2 seed, and they were a lot of people's pick to get to the Final Four because you just pencil in Izzo. Like, Izzo has tournament success. That's what he does.
They've still been to three Final Fours in the last 10 years, though.
As I'm adjusting my rankings, trying to go along with you in the AP Top 25, I got a little disoriented because at first my standings were on the SEC, and Tennessee's at the top there, but then, you know, they're at the top of the AP Top 25, yeah. Too, so a little disoriented, excuse
me. What's the difference?
Yeah, sorry. Got a little confused because Tennessee was at the very top of both of them.
We're number one wherever you look.
Well, not in the ACC. We're not number one in the ACC. But
well, that's a good point. Nor are we number one in the West Coast Conference.
No.
But you could argue we would be.
We did beat Gonzaga. We did beat the Zags. So college basketball, yeah, like I said, there were three top 25 games yesterday. Home team won all of them. Virginia Tech being exposed a little bit. They're more like tier three, tier four for me. Like,
yeah.
They were hanging around as a top 10 team. Had a rough week last week, and or I guess it wasn't that bad. They beat Wake Forest, but they got embarrassed by Virginia, and then had a chance at North Carolina and got blown out there. Kansas did struggle with Iowa State for a bit, but was able to pull away at the end. So those were your three top 25 matchups. SEC play starts back tonight. Tennessee, of course, plays Wednesday against Vanderbilt.
How about Marquette? They've moved all the way up to number 12, number 11 in the coaches' poll. That's a team that beat the Louisville squad that we beat.
All that's sort of kind of connected with strength of schedule and everything. Tennessee does have a top 15 strength of schedule, as that Duke girl, MVP Jess, found out the hard way. That poor girl.
Oh, that was quite an exchange yesterday on Twitter.
That was the first, I don't want to say victim, but the first person who mocked. There were two people who mocked Tennessee yesterday. One quickly deleted his tweet and said, you know what, sorry, Tennessee does. One guy was a Vanderbilt grad that was like, oh, now Tennessee fans know they have a basketball program. Was quickly met with, well, actually, you stupid idiot. Hey, nerd. Top 10 in attendance. No, that's your voice. That's not the mob's voice.
Hey.
No, that's not the mob's voice.
That's me and the mob.
Hey, you nerd. Tennessee's always in the top 15 in attendance. Always. Even when they suck. Tennessee hasn't dropped out of the top 20 in attendance since, I think I look back as far as like 2003. Tennessee's still been in the top 20. Now, obviously, capacity full would be a little bit different, but Tennessee has such a cathedral over there that it's almost impossible for them to not rank near the top. But still, Tennessee has a good fan base. So that nerd deleted and apologized. He bent the knee quickly. But MVP Jess, Duke alum, she's still going through it. She's still going through it.
Is she tweeting through it?
I don't know. I got blocked.
How'd you get blocked?
Because I was.
Were you a part of it?
No, come on. I'm not gonna at somebody and argue with them. I am a professional media member. I don't know if you see that plaque out there, but I was the best radio personality in 2018 as voted on by the readers of the Knights.
I've seen the plaque. Yeah. I've seen the plaque. I've also seen you arguing with dumb people online.
Well, not in like a combative way. Like when stuff like that happens. I don't want to get.
You usually quote tweet it with something snarky.
And then that's it. I'm out.
Or you just say, wow, MVP Jess having a bad day or something like that.
Well, that's
like
what
that.
I did, but I didn't tag her.
Right. And she
I don't
still,
know if she name searched MVP Jess.
She sought you out.
I had gotten tagged in a couple of people going at her, so I don't know if maybe she was preemptively blocking.
Who is she?
She's
How did this even happen? That's what I was wondering.
It's wild, man. It's wild. Like. I don't want to sound bitter. I don't want to sound bitter. But Twitter just handing out blue checks to anybody.
Nice. She's got like 400 followers.
I don't know how many fake MVP Jesses there are out there.
There should be a rule that if you don't have at least 10,000 followers, you can't have a blue check.
That seems, I mean, I don't know if that's the cutoff, but it seems fair. Like I said, I don't know how many people are imitating someone with 400 followers, but man, she stepped into a hornet's nest, and we had a weird discussion, and it was a weird thing because people said, "Hey, your opinion's trash," and she immediately said it was because she was a woman, and we're just like, "No, your opinion's just trash. It has nothing to do with you being a man or a woman. Like your opinion's just trash. You're uneducated on the topic." You would call Tennessee's strength of schedule a joke, and it's 14th in the country. Like, I mean, that's not number one or number two in the country, but top 15 schedule with one loss, that's pretty good.
She did shout sexist pretty quick.
She was sexist pretty quick, and then, of course, you're going to have your outliers who do take it to see how gross they can be, and those, you know, kind of represent the entire fan base in some people's opinion, I guess. And so she just, I mean, but man, she was tweeting through it. All night.
And you had,
I didn't see because I was blocked, but.
You had the Hill people comment.
You always go to the Hill people as if North Carolina's that much better. I feel like if you're right here in this area, I know we do it. I try not to do it too much, although I guess with West Virginia, that's a part of what made them mad was like I called them inbred hillbillies. But that was kind of as a joke, but whatever. It wasn't like an actual insult. Although, I mean, like, it wasn't me who made The Hills Have Eyes. You know what I mean? Like, that was just a movie. I wasn't the writer nor the director, nor did I star in it. Shout out to Eliza Dushkus or whatever the hell her name is. But I feel like if you're from North Carolina or you went to school in North Carolina, you can't make fun of Tennessee people for being hillbillies.
Those mountains are in your state, too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you got to be a little safe there.
I don't know if you've ever been.
It's like Alabama calling Mississippians dumb hillbillies or inbred right. hillbillies. I mean, like, it's, you guys are kind of connected there. You should be nice to each other.
It's really a cheap insult that goes around the South. Like
I said, I feel like if it's the North calling the Southerners that, like, at least, I'm not saying it becomes true, but I'm saying at least I get the stereotype. If you're a Southerner, calling another Southerner a Southerner stereotype, like, seems kind of backwards a little bit.
It's like saying, you know, Alabama people bang their cousins, you know? I mean, we bang our cousins, too.
Well, not we as in me and you.
No, but we as a state have some of that going on. Every state has that going on. It's just something we throw at them like, yeah, but you're known for it, you know? Or like the one with the people from Arkansas, the people used to always say, you guys don't wear shoes. Everyone wears shoes. Not everyone, but most people wear shoes.
I've gotten to where I don't put shoes on when I take my dog out to use the bathroom at night.
You just go barefooted?
Yeah. So I.
Oh, God. You didn't do it yesterday or today, did you?
Well, like at night. Well, hold on. Well, I did go out to, all the way to the grass one night.
Ooh, that concrete has to be cold right now.
I got this system going when it's cold. And I told you my dog got hurt, so I don't put him on the leash anymore. Which, by the way, talk about a flex. When your dog's walking around other dogs who are stuck on a leash and your dog can just run up to them while they're not on a leash, what are the all-time flexes in the animal kingdom?
So you're just going barefoot out on Gay Street these days?
Just at the very end of the night. Like I said, I have a system. Like in the morning we go out, use the bathroom, everything's cool. I got clothes on, I got shoes on, fine. When I get home from work, go out, shoes on, clothes on. No leash though, Frank's stunting. Frank's naked. He's showing the other dogs, look, your owner doesn't trust you. Me and my owner, we're equals. Use the bathroom. So that's like 6 o'clock, 6:30. So then like at 11 o'clock, I'm like, you know what? Surely this guy doesn't have to poop again. I take him out. There's a tree right outside of my apartment. He runs to the tree. He pees. He comes back in. So sometimes I go barefoot out to like a couple steps onto Gay Street.
Just bare feet. So skin on concrete.
Skin on concrete. I hold my toes up a little bit.
That's got to be cold.
It's a little cold, but it's only like a 45-second exchange. Frank, I just told you, trained. Stunting on dogs. I don't have to walk him over to the tree. He runs to the tree, pees on the tree, runs back to me and says, let's go to bed.
I hope one of these days you go out barefooted and Frank's like, you know what? I think I'm going to check out the old city tonight.
And he gets a little distracted.
And you got to chase him through the old city barefoot.
I appreciate you wishing me on that.
I think it would be funny.
I appreciate you wishing me on that.
I hope that I'm driving by.
We have a 10-day countdown. I'm just keep saying, you know, 10 more days, and then I won't have to do that. I can just let him out the back door and go outside that way. I'm just counting down the days where I'm not out there freezing. Well, that was a long opening segment. Let's catch a break. Back on the program. A lot of people still mad about the NFL results this weekend. Super Bowl. I hate this week layover. Yesterday was a lot of basketball. This week's kind of whenever you start realizing football's over, right? I mean, you got the Pro Bowl, sure, but no one really cares about the Pro Bowl. Maybe you'll get a Antonio Brown update or something from the Pro Bowl. Maybe he just refuses to wear a Steelers jersey during the Pro Bowl. That'd be kind of cool. But outside of that, you start realizing that, okay, football's over. Even like in college football, like you don't even worry about recruiting until, you know, 2 weeks from now.
And now you don't worry about it nearly as much as you used to.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, you know, this time 2 years ago, you'd be, okay, we're making our final push to try to land this class. But now, what is it? Have we seen the official numbers of percentages of prospects who signed? I know last year was like 85%. Was this year higher or lower or equal to that?
I would guess it's gone down, if anything.
You think it's gone down?
Yeah, because last year being the first year you could do it.
Okay.
Things have probably kind of settled a bit since then.
I know before the early signing period, people were thinking it was going to go up. So I don't know if it actually did or not. Ben Lee or Cam, see if you can find a number of prospects who committed early, signed early this go-round in the cycle.
Be hard for me to see it going up from 85%.
Sure.
But maybe. Maybe it could. To me, I miss the old cycle of getting pumped for the February signing day because it gave us something to be excited for in February. Now, thank God we've got Tennessee basketball, but I'd still like to have a good football signing day. I miss it being in February. It kind of prolonged the season.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee has a couple guys they're still in on, so maybe it's just kind of, I don't want to say icing on the cake, but you get your Darnell Wright and hopefully land a couple of other big prospects, and you can have a little boost in momentum. But after that, yeah, like the sports world just kind of halts down. Comes to a halt. Halts down. I don't know if that's a phrase.
But I think you can just say halts.
Halts. Slows down. And now we're already kind of here. I always get this empty feeling after Championship Sunday.
I'm so lonely. I have nobody to call my own. Isn't that how that song went? Akon? Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so lonely. I have nobody.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going with the Akon version or the original.
What's the original?
Well, I mean, he was just sampling an older song. I mean, there's a mm-hmm. I want to say there's a Mr. Lonely like from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Never can tell with you when your references are going, but sure.
Oh, I don't know. I just remember that. That's the one I remember.
There is a little bit of a depression here. Like I still love the NBA, but we're at a weird point where what are people caring about right now? I think in Knoxville the answer is obvious, right? And yeah. Knoxville, thank God you have the number one ranked Tennessee Vols.
Look,
we're by the way, the top team in the basketball world right now. Number one. There's a one next to their name. Top rank, top dog.
Think about it this way. We're going to be fine until the summer. Essentially because we've got Tennessee basketball up until the start of April. Then we've got...
I would say through the second week of April.
Isn't the championship usually like April 4th?
No, the championship's April 8th this year.
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
So then, like,
Ben's birthday?
Win that.
No, that's the 12th.
We'll win that championship, and then we'll probably celebrate for a full week. So, I mean, we'll get through the middle of April.
And then in April, we're going to have the Masters and Game of Thrones. So that'll pretty much dominate April.
That's true. Yeah, we will definitely talk about the Masters and Game of Thrones for a lot of April.
And getting ready for the NBA playoffs, which will commence around the same time. Hockey, the Preds should go on a run again, so it'll cycle back like May, June.
You realize that we talk about the Preds like for a segment at most.
Every show, almost.
But at least like a segment. No, I'm talking about the playoffs.
We spent more time on hockey than you realized last year.
I don't think that's accurate.
We spent a little time.
I think we spent a segment at most on game days, maybe the day after games.
There was one day where we spent more than 15 minutes.
So 20?
No, like 30.
So I like how you've already slotted out our whole April. Like no need to do any show prep in April. We have the Masters and Game of Thrones.
That's really what matters in April.
Right, but you realize like we're not going to talk about the Masters for more than
1 to 2 days.
Like that Thursday and Friday that the Masters happen. And then the Monday after, like, and we'll probably only talk about it for like 15, 30 minutes unless Tiger wins, then maybe we have a bigger discussion. But like by Tuesday, Masters talk will be over. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to talk about Game of Thrones for longer than 5 minutes on here either. So we are going to have some showtime to fill. Although I guess with headlines, maybe we only have to worry about, you know, an extra 2 hours after that.
I'm just looking at the calendar, pal. It's not like there's a point where all we've got left is baseball or something. You know what I mean?
We'll die before we have that.
Right.
We will hit you with the off-season schedule talk. Who do you want to schedule a home and home with?
That'll come in probably after the NBA Finals.
Who are the impact freshmen headed to Rocky Top? Who do you think's going to have a breakout year? We'll hit you with that before we do baseball. Over my dead body.
That'll be July. That's the tough month. July.
Unless the Braves are good. I mean, people did enjoy when the Braves were good. And
I didn't.
I mean, have the Phillies officially? The Phillies still haven't signed Harper and Machado, right? Like they had linked out, or apparently they had leaked to their pro shops who sell their jerseys, like, hey, expect a big rush of orders on this day. So people are thinking, wow, are they getting Harper, Machado, maybe both?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it seems crazy that the baseball offseason has been going on for a long time and these guys still haven't found a home.
Yeah, no. I usually see something about them in headlines every day, and I rarely ever take it to the air.
Like, where is the – I mean, is it spring training starting, like, in 3 weeks? Like, I feel like they need to get acclimated to their new city.
Pitchers and catchers report, what, next week?
Yeah, sometime in February, I'd say. Just ballparking it.
I keep hearing people say that. You know, pitchers and catchers report in end of January.
Hey, look, we're already talking baseball in January. We are off to a hot start when it comes to MLB.
And we do have a Predators report coming up later. Not to give anything away, but I think it's going to go well.
Yeah, appreciate the one yesterday for Saturday's game.
Well.
This is something that has to be done after every game.
We're working on it. We're still, you know.
Working out the kinks?
Working out the kinks.
You haven't done a press report for 2 years. We've been trying to figure out how to give a press report for 2 years.
All you got to do is follow the schedule, Ben.
All you have
they
to do
play
is
every other day.
If they win. Do they win or do they not win?
I'm always watching.
Yes,
it's just if you guys want the update. I watch every game.
We want it every time they play.
Every time. Every time we need the update, please.
Right.
So we're out here. We're kind of wondering, like, what is the story? Like, where is your attention to? Is it straight 100% basketball? I did see the Lady Vols lost again.
Well, I wasn't gonna mention it, but
did see the Lady Vols lost again, four in a row, and
on We Back Pat night too.
You know what the best thing to remedy a 4-game losing streak is? Have the number one team in the country coming to town on Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Notre Dame's coming to Tennessee.
Is it a 4-game? I thought it was a 5-game. Or they've lost 5 straight in the SEC, right?
Oh, is it a 5? It's a 5-game losing streak?
Hang on,
they haven't won a game in conference play.
No, I think it is a 5-game losing streak. I think you're correct.
I believe it is. I believe they're at the bottom.
Well, if you don't win a conference game, then you have to be at the bottom, right?
God, yeah. Not good. Not good for Holly. Nor is it good for the players on the team or the fans of that team.
So, like, I mean, Rick Barnes and the boys is pretty much all we got right now. Things have slowed down with football positively, like, in a good way. I mean, there's excitement around football.
There's hope.
I think this offseason you will see a lot of enthusiasm, right? Like, this offseason is going to have a lot of people pumped and interested. I think hopes will be high for year two, especially if Tennessee is able to grab a couple of blue chippers in this February class, which is possible.
And you have the spring game in April.
Yeah, I mean, spring practice, spring game. Like,
I mean, that'll be part of our...
Yeah, that's a part of our, what, April?
That's a part of it.
Throw that into April. Slate.
Yeah.
Throw that in with Game of Thrones and Masters, and we're set for April.
Cody will slowly talk himself into going.
Ben and I have birthdays. That's true. I'll probably do that like I usually do. Ben and I have birthdays in April.
That's true.
You have one in March. So a lot of celebrating to do in those months.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
Plenty going up.
That'll be a lot of content on the radio as our birthdays.
It will be if we have birthday bashes.
That's true.
On the, you know, we got the new property.
That's
a good party at.
That's a good point.
The Lady Vols started the season 12-1.
Yeah, I mean, Tennessee was top 10 in the country in both. Like, they're the only program that was top 10 in the country in both. And since then, the men have ascended to number one, and the Lady Vols are probably ranked somewhere like 60th.
And they did win at Auburn. So
I was going to say, I thought they started SEC play with a win, but since then have lost 5 in a row.
That's accurate.
Yeah. You got your hot board updated?
Not good. My hot board's been the same as it has been for 2 years now.
No additions.
Number one.
No anybody else? You haven't thought of a number two, number three, number four?
Nope. Number one, Vic Schaefer. Two reasons. Number one.
I don't care. I don't care about the reasons.
Oh, come on.
No, don't care about the reasons.
Hey.
245 Tech is a Knoxville-based web developer.
Matt Kyle says he looks forward to the return of power ranking season. It's true. We haven't power ranked in a long time.
It has been too long.
April can be full of power rankings.
That used to be my favorite segment. And then somehow we went away from it.
Well, we were running out of things to power rank.
No, we weren't. There were a million things to power rank.
It's fun. We got more time. It's not dead forever. We'll bring back power rankings. If you can think of something to power rank today, bring it on. Josh says that pitchers and catchers report on February 12th. All position players on the 17th.
Power ranking types of shirts.
Button up, polo, t-shirts. Like, what's the fourth one?
Hoodie, sweatshirt.
Okay.
Tank top.
No shirt.
Wife beater.
Okay. We'll power rank types of shirts today.
I'm just saying, there's so many things you can power rank.
We'll power rank shirts today.
All right.
Look for that at the end of hour one. Or hour two. Or sometime during hour three. Get to it, though.
Do we still have the power rankings music?
Yeah. No, it's still there.
All right.
Let
me start getting ready for this.
Well, I mean, don't get confused. Don't get distracted right now.
Okay. T-shirt.
I'm at this point, though, like I told you, where I am. I'm sad about the end of football season. It's here. Like, I realize I don't really care about the Super Bowl.
I don't know how you can say that.
I said it pretty easily. I don't really care about the Super Bowl. If the Patriots win, just another – like, their legacy's already sealed. Yeah, I'm not going to do the same talk after every Nick Saban championship or every Bill Belichick, Tom Brady championship. Like, greatest of all time. Yeah, okay, we got it. Like, what's new there? It's impressive they're doing it at this age. Yeah, I know.
Did you know that they've never won one in the same year? Alabama and the Patriots.
Well, Alabama lost this year, so that doesn't really have any bearing on this game.
No, it's just happens to be
okay
that as dominant as both have been, they've never won a championship in the same year.
That's a little strange.
It's like that old thing with LeBron and Alabama.
Well, that one ended last year.
It did. Finally, it came to an end.
Just one of those coincidences that people think actually mean something that don't.
Well, no, it means nothing. But it's just a cute little coincidence, you know.
So, like, if the Patriots win, okay, cool, the Patriots won. Now what? Well, Tom Brady's great. Yeah, we already know that.
Well, the legacy conversation doesn't necessarily have to matter, but the game matters.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch the game, but I'm not, like, counting down the hours to it, and I'm not particularly into the matchup. Now, maybe that changes on Super Bowl week, but it's just you're staring down a 12-day layoff.
The matchup doesn't matter, really. It's the spectacle.
Honestly, I wasn't that into the Patriots-Eagles last year either.
I mean, it's the Super Bowl, though. It's a thing we do every year, and we, as a people in this country, get together and watch commercials, and it's just something we do.
I mean, we do on the internet. Did you do a Super Bowl party last year? Are you pro Super Bowl party or anti Super Bowl party?
I'm pro Super Bowl party. I've been to a lot of good Super Bowl parties.
Did you do a Super Bowl party last year?
I don't remember. So maybe. I know I did one 2 years ago. That's when that taco guy came to my Super Bowl party. I told you about that, didn't I? You know, the guy that went is trending over the weekend?
And he's trying a little too hard. Trying a little too hard to make the taco thing an actual thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was a cool moment.
The guy literally, he came to my Super Bowl party and drank Twisted Tea. He brought, like, a six-pack of Twisted Tea. Have you ever had that?
No, but I'm not going to judge him if that's what he likes to drink.
Well, we all judged him hard. We judged very hard.
I'm not going to shame him for his beverage of choice. Who am I to judge?
Well, he asked me to get him a beverage, like, during the game. Like, he was sitting down, and I was in the kitchen. And he's like, hey, man, because I was going to get a beer or something manly. And he said, hey, man, you mind bringing me something? I'm like, yeah, did you bring something over? He's like, yeah, they're on the bottom in that yellow box. The yellow box. He didn't want to say it. And so I grabbed it, and I walked over to him. I said, here you are, sir, one Twisted Tea. And everyone laughed. Everyone laughed at him and made fun of him right in the middle of the room.
He probably wasn't even 21 if it was 2 years ago.
It doesn't matter. And this other girl I know was putting grapes in his hood the whole time.
Sounds like you guys were really sounds like your Super Bowl party is just a place to get together and bully people.
No, we weren't bullying him. We were just messing
with
him.
You're going to invite MVP Jess to your Super Bowl party this year?
We were just messing with him because...
Throw salsa on her?
No, we were messing with him.
Remember when you said the Super Bowl... Remember when you said Tennessee's strength of schedule wasn't strong? Here's some salsa.
It's not like
Take
that.
Take some salsa in your hair.
It wasn't abusive.
You want a twisted tea?
We were messing with him because he kept talking about how his favorite teams are, like, he was like a Yankees fan, an Alabama football fan, like a
sounds like a your Jimmy Super Bowl Johnson party sucked. Sounds like
there were other fun parts to it.
Sounds like your guest list was not very exclusive.
Well, that just the taco guy just happened to be there.
Ben Lee, are you pro Super Bowl party? Thumbs up. Cam, do you do a Super Bowl party? I always just end up watching at home
alone.
Yeah,
I could see that.
I'm always like, do I actually want to get out and do anything? I'm like, well, it's just a stupid game. You know, you can't even pay attention to the commercials, and then you got to drive home. And, you know, if you drink, you're going to have to, you know, either take an Uber or risk death and embarrassment. Like, it's like
one or the other.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
it's either an Uber or it's death. Two options.
I think that should be your mindset. So, like, now you're the jerk. So, like, I'm just like, I'll just stay at home. I'll pick up a pizza and just eat it myself.
Is it that big of an inconvenience to take an Uber home?
Well, it was whenever I lived down in the farm.
Well, you don't now.
Well, I know. But I did last year, so I was like, I'm not going anywhere to watch this game. I'm just going to stay at home. Now, maybe this year, maybe it'll be different. I don't know. But I'm not crazy about the idea of getting together to watch Rams versus Patriots.
It's not Rams versus Patriots. It's the Super Bowl.
I can't figure you out.
What do you mean?
I can't figure you out. Like, sometimes you're anti-everything that everybody needs to do, that everyone does.
You painted me out to be that way. I've never been anti-everything. Just because I never saw Seinfeld and didn't care for it.
And Game of Thrones. That's where and you hate The Office. And no, you hate the big popular
movie
releases.
No, I said The Office is overrated. Office
always
is
like,
very
I don't
overrated.
Know. Everyone just wants to get together and talk about these and overrate them. And then here you are, big time. I don't think it gets more cliche than let's all get together and enjoy the Super Bowl.
Right. So why do you think I'm anti-public what everyone does?
That's what I'm saying. I'm having a hard time figuring you out.
Just admit you were wrong in labeling me as that.
No, I just think you're inconsistent.
I'm not inconsistent. I was, who's not?
I'm not wrong. You're just inconsistent.
Who's not inconsistent?
Tom Brady.
I mean, you can't not enjoy everything.
Tom Brady's pretty consistent. I mean,
like, if I'm
AFC Championship, how many years in a row?
No, if I'm some contrarian like you paint me out to be, I got to enjoy some things that everyone likes.
I thought you enjoyed being a contrarian.
No. No, come on. You just unfairly labeled me is what happened, and you don't want to admit it.
But as disappointed as I am in this Super Bowl, right, like as sad as I am with the idea that football is over, I do just feel bad for Chiefs and Saints fans. Like, I'm disappointed with the end of the season. I can't imagine that they care anything about this upcoming Super Bowl. In fact, I saw where many bars in New Orleans are boycotting the Super Bowl, and they're going to replay the 2009 championship that Drew Brees won and the Saints. They're going to play that
laughable.
At the bar.
That's laughable.
They're going to get together and rewatch the 2009 Super Bowl.
They're just going to look dumb, and everybody else in the country is going to be making fun of them. You got to sit there and watch your nostalgia because your team didn't make it.
I would rather have a different type of party. Although we did do a whole thing like where we had a 20-year national championship rewatch before the Florida game.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess we did.
Yeah.
I didn't show up.
I mean, me neither, but.
But we did do that.
That was something we did.
I mean, I drove by to see, you know, but everybody had already gone.
But I just feel, I understand that the Saints are looking, saying, hey, we're not going to watch this stupid game that we should be in. We're going to relive our happy moments.
Well, that just seems like a hurtful way to live your life as a Saints fan.
Well, I can't imagine that they will be very into this NFL offseason either. Like, those two losses, I mean, there were two absolute heartbreaking losses, both in overtime, both at home, both with different stakes, I guess. Like, with the Saints, like I said, they may be their windows closed. Like, Drew Brees, if you look at their last, like, seven, eight games, that offense was scoring 20 points less a game than they were earlier this year. It was like 33 compared to 16 or something like that.
Well, that's no reason to just sit around and think about the good old days. I mean, how can you sit there and watch a game from 2009 while the actual Super Bowl's going on and you're like, wow, what a great time. Look at us. Look at us. We were Super Bowl champions. Peyton Manning had no chance against us. I mean, get your eggs in your basket and get your things together and go do it again. Have another good year. The window's not closed.
It could close. For the Saints, it feels closed.
Who are they losing?
A year off of Drew Brees' life.
Well, Drew Brees was great this year.
Not at the end of the year, he wasn't.
Well, he needs to get it together.
That's hard for a 39-year-old quarterback to just get it together and take another, you know, 16-game beating. Like, well, the Saints, I mean, they had the best chance possible to win the Super Bowl this year.
And they choked.
Well, that's my whole point. Like, and Drew Brees, I undersold him. He's 40. He just turned 40. It's tough to just roll out of bed in September of 2019 as a 40-year-old man staring down 41 and say, oh, well, let's just go back at it.
You don't see Tom Brady struggling with it.
Well, no, because Tom Brady's, I think, sold his soul to the devil, to be honest. And there's a whole thing with the trainer. Maybe he's on steroids. There's the weird thing with him kissing his son, which I don't know if he's getting some youth from that. Like, I don't know what's going on with Tom Brady.
Oh, do you think that's why that uncomfortable mouth kiss lasted so long?
I don't know.
He's sucking the youth into his...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying something strange is going on.
He could be a witch of some sort. We don't know that to be a fact. I mean, we're not reporting that as truth.
No. We're just looking around. We're connecting the dots.
It is a possibility that's worth considering. Or a warlock is what he would actually
be. Something weird. I mean, he's tongue-kissing his son in the mouth and still being good at age 41.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's causation there, but there's definitely a correlation. Hey, one quarterback's the greatest of all time, and that same quarterback tongue kisses his 8-9-year-old son on the mouth. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not reporting anything.
Well, LeBron doesn't do that, though. And LeBron would be his equivalent in basketball,
LeBron's
basically.
Currently missing 13 games right now. I mean, LeBron's hurt.
Yeah.
LeBron's hurt.
He needs to get with Brady's witch doctor and see what the solution is.
But if I'm a Saints fan, man, like, I'm devastated. I'm devastated. Our friend Corey Gunkel, you know, friend of the show. Or enemy of the show, however you want to look at him, with his
friend
Conference USA updates. But, I mean, I was texting him trying to talk a little trash to him, and honestly, I felt really bad about doing it.
Why were you talking trash to him?
Because that's what friends do. I'm going to kick you while you're down. Hey, you've been talking so much trash about the Saints all year, and I told you that Breeze was going to choke, and Breeze choked. So, I talked about it, and he just didn't have any fight, man. He didn't have any fight back to him. It was just go to hell.
Yeah.
I believe his actual quote was, I'll be sure not to do this to you when the Vols get knocked out in the Sweet 16. I think that was the only thing he could muster back.
He should have said, or when the Titans don't make the playoffs next year. That would have hit you where it hurt.
No, it wouldn't have.
Yeah, it would have.
It wouldn't have hurt. It wouldn't have hurt nearly as bad as he hurts. Like, no, the Saints fans are hurting more than anybody in the league right now.
Let's not forget about their arch rival that lost the Super Bowl up 28-3. Right, Cam?
Well, yeah. They rubbed it in on the Falcons pretty bad. Like,
well, it's karma.
They are reaping what they sow. I understand it's karma. I'm not saying I feel bad for the Saints fans.
Yeah, you just said you feel bad for Saints and Chiefs fans.
I said they feel bad.
You said you feel bad for them.
I said I feel bad that the season's over. I can't imagine how Chiefs and Saints fans feel.
Why do you care about them? The Chiefs fans? Why do you care about Chiefs fans?
I don't necessarily care about them. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to make it sound like I'm a bleeding heart for Saints and Chiefs fans. I'm saying I feel sad that the season's over. I'm checked out of the season. I'm not happy about the Titans. I'm not happy about the Super Bowl matchup. But I can't imagine how you feel 3 days after having your heart ripped out and having to go through this Super Bowl charade when you think that you should be there.
I guess you feel like watching your team unjustly defeat Peyton Manning.
I guess so, and maybe this is them just reaping what they sow from mocking the Falcons fans and for cheating during the 2009 Super Bowl run. Bountygate, poor Brett Favre, they almost killed Brett Favre. They almost killed the poor guy.
They deserve it.
They had a bounty on his head. They almost killed him. Those hits were vicious. And now he was an old man.
Here I am now having to root for my third favorite team because the Saints and Bears could not get to the Super Bowl. So here now I have to go root for the Rams. Could you not?
I thought you meant the Patriots.
No. Come on.
Oh, you're fourth?
No. Not a Patriots fan. I like good versus evil, and now we've got it. And the Rams are good, and I'm pulling for the good.
Yeah, nothing says good like Sean McVay and Jared Goff. That's the perfect protagonist here.
Todd Gurley, a guy everyone can get behind.
Also,
Aaron Donald.
We have on record that Cody was not rooting for VFL Eric Berry, but he's rooting for known Georgia Bulldog Todd Gurley.
John Kelly.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.